for Tuesday, September 15th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. So glad that you're here. This is Pastor Patrick. Today we find ourselves looking in 2 Corinthians, this time in chapter 4, specifically verse 2. I'm going to read this entire section of scripture. It's entitled, The Light of the Gospel. I'm going to read from verse 1 down to verse 6. Open your Bibles with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Follow along as I read. This is what the written word of God teaches. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, What to Renounce? And this is what he wrote. Have you renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, the things that your sense of honor will not allow to come to the light? You can easily hide them. Is there a thought in your heart about anyone which you would not like to be dragged into the light? Renounce it as soon as it springs up. Renounce the whole thing until there is no hidden thing of dishonesty or craftiness about you. Envy, jealousy, strife, these things arise not necessarily from the disposition of sin, but from the makeup of your body, which was used for this kind of thing in days gone by. Maintain a continual watchfulness so that nothing of which you would be ashamed arises in your life. Not walking in craftiness, that is, resorting to what will carry your point. This is a great snare. You know that God will only let you work in one way, then be careful never to catch people the other way. God's blight will be upon you if you do. Others are doing things which to you would be walking in craftiness, but it may not be so with them. God has given you another standpoint. Never blunt the sense of your utmost for His highest. For you to do a certain thing would mean the incoming of craftiness for an end other than the highest, and the blunting of the motive God has given you. Many have gone back because they are afraid of looking at things from God's standpoint. The crisis comes spiritually when a man has to emerge a bit farther on than the creed he has accepted. What did Oswald Chambers write in today's devotion that has struck a nerve in you? What did he write that has caused you now to look inward, to self-analyze? Oswald Chambers wrote, Envy, jealousy, strife, these things arise not necessarily from the disposition of sin, but from the makeup of your body, which was used for this kind of thing in days gone by. Oswald Chambers in today's devotion referenced Romans chapter 6 verse 19, where it says, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. It made me think of my habits, the habits that were formed long ago, in the days when I walked in darkness, before I accepted and chose to live within the light of Christ. Those habits periodically rear their ugly head. And I doubt that you're any different. We all have those things that are from our past that sometimes sneak up on us and reveal themselves once again. This is what Oswald Chambers is encouraging us to renounce immediately, to to recognize that we no longer walk in the self of ours in the past, yet we now identify as the character of Christ. I hope that you've been encouraged and challenged today. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow as we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.